morning, Mark, and good morning to everyone. I wonder if you have a favourite song. There are so many good ones to choose from, aren't there? It's so hard to narrow it down. But the other night, my wife and I were talking through what would be our desert island discs. Do you know that concept based on a radio programme from Radio 4? What 8 tunes would you take with you on a desert island? Well, there's a massive archive of old programmes on their website, from film stars, musicians, politicians and comedians. More than 3,000 so-called castaways who've been interviewed about the soundtrack to their lives since it started in 1942. And it features the same familiar theme tune since the beginning of the programme. Well, Mark, I'd be fascinated to hear your top 8 desert island discs. Maybe you could share some of them on in your last few programs, as I understand that you'll be moving house in the near future. So hard to narrow it down to our favourites, isn't it? Music has an amazing power to transport us. Sometimes when you're listening to a song, it can take you right back to a different era in your life. Maybe it was a piece of music that got you through the highs and lows of your life. Perhaps exams or the birth of a child or through a bereavement or through some mental health. Or maybe it was the piece of music that you fell in love with your nearest and dearest through that song. Well, did you know the Bible is packed with musicians and songs? In fact, there's a whole book of the Bible called the Psalms, which is basically a songbook. Some are sad, some are joyful, some are bittersweet, some help you to keep going on a long journey, some are love songs. And also, did you know that God himself is a singer? In a little known prophet in the Old Testament, Zephaniah, we read these words: "The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing." Wow. The God who saves through his son Jesus Christ is the God who sings. A lullaby, a love song. Turn to Jesus and you'll hear the love song of heaven sung over you. Well, Mark, as you come to the end of your time at HCRFM, can we all say thank you for the music, especially for allowing us to share our thoughts for the day? We wish you and your wife all the best for your next chapter as you move on, and we do hope that we'll all be able to stay in contact. Thank you for finishing with a piece of music that would be on one of my desert island discs. It was a song that my sister put on a tape for me as a teenager, and the song I listened to when I came home. Mark, hope you enjoy it. Thank you so much.